Well, it wasn't until after we got off the show on Friday that former Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore was charged with home invasion, stalking, breaking, and entering. And you asked an interesting question, Jamie. Are these all legitimate charges? Like, did they go too soft, too heavy? You know, they put the bond, the cash surety bond at $25,000, which he paid.
Right.
But what does all of this mean for former Michigan football coach Sherrone Moore? For that, we bring in Todd Flood, the managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Pleasure to be with you.
So the charges that eventually came were put on hold. There was a lot of work being done behind the scenes after Sherrone Moore was taken into custody. And then finally it was announced Friday what those charges were. What did you make of those charges?
Well, actually, you know, I mean, of the charges, home invasion, first, second, or third degree, first degree is a 20-year felony. That's when you break into someone's home, you enter it with the intent to commit a felony, a larceny, or some sort of assault, and, you know, you have a weapon in someone's home. Well, think about this for a moment. It had to be a dicey question. I'm sure they were asking the victim, did he assault you in any way, shape, or form? She had to say no. If she said yes, he would have been charged to the 20-year because he had a weapon or he assaulted. It was an intent to do so. The third degree is he committed a misdemeanor. He entered the person's home, entered her home without permission, and the underlying check mark there was he committed the misdemeanor of stalking. So that's the 5-year felony. At the end of all of that, you know, if I were his defense attorney, I would be looking for getting some sort of plea under advisement so that he had some probation, some psychiatric help, got him some treatment. I'd actually get him into treatment right now to get an assessment of him so that he didn't have some sort of criminal record down the line, as long as he completed everything over a 2 to 3 year period with his probation. Because, you know, face it, this guy was mentally not stable. He's lost his life in all practical, you know, senses, if you want to think about it that way. His punishment is pretty heavy. And you get him probation. If he doesn't complete that probation, you know, he's going to end up with a felony on his record for, you know, for a long time.
So when you heard the details of the case, the fact that he took butter knives and scissors allegedly and said that he was going to harm himself, that means that the third degree felony home invasion makes sense to you because he wasn't holding the knives and the scissors toward the victim.
That's right. That's right, Jamie. Yeah. So if he assaulted, if he, you know, turned it on her, then he's going to be charged with the 20-year for sure because she was home and,
Then you heard the defense attorney saying, put the bond at something that makes sense for someone who hasn't offended before, not because of his bank account. So do you agree with the $25K?
No, that was just grandstanding to some extent. What is $25,000 going to do to your bond conditions are two things. You're going to assure someone shows up in court, right? And you're going to make sure that the other bond condition is that you're not a threat to the community. So he, you know, having high profile clients, there's going to be a magnifying glass around Moore. There's going to be people following him around. So it's not as though, you know, he's going to be some flight risk. Have him turn in his passport. He's got a GPS tether. The 25 grand is kind of funny to me. But that was just, you know, he's got millions of dollars. So that was something that didn't make sense. This is all, you know, a narcissist play out, right? So this guy needs help. He needs mental help. That's the bottom line. He's trying to blame her. Goes in, you ruined my life. All right, I'm gonna hold you hostage to show you how, you know, I'm gonna kill myself in front of you. It's just, you know, that behavior is screaming for psychiatric, you know, help. That's what that is. And so he needs to grow up a little bit. For sure.
So the university obtained the third-party law firm Jenner and Block to investigate what happened. There are some questions even in the actual
initial
nuts and bolts of the firing, where there was nobody present, no attorney, no representation, no HR. when Ward Manuel brought Sherrone Moore in to be fired. And then, of course, what did they know? When did they know it? What did they do to investigate this? There's a lot of questions there, too, before all of this.
Oh, absolutely. If I had to pick between the two cases, I would want the female's case because allegedly she got fired by him and there was a, you know, some exposure where the AD said, hey, listen, you either transfer her to a different department or you fire her. They fire her. I mean, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? That there's a lot to go on the civil side of that. You know, without question, the department had cause to fire Moore because there's a moral turpitude clause within his contract, and he had an affair with a staffer. That's going to definitely hold up with, you know, the firing because they had cause. Did they do it properly? Did someone have to be present? Did they have to do the, you know, when he's fired? Well, yeah, potentially, yes, but it's not going to be a breach of contract because they do have cause to fire him. The question is, did the AD act properly? No. I mean, in all practical purposes, they hired a firm well in advance, so they had notice that this was going on. This case screams of, you know, a bad investigation or knowledge, notice that they should have taken swifter and bigger steps sooner. They didn't. And in turn, and someone giving them advice to fire the young lady or move her to a different department screams of non-confidence to me. Mm.
Well, it's an interesting case. We're going to continue to watch it. Know you will, too. Todd Flood, as always, thanks for your time, my friend. Appreciate you.
You guys have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you do the same.
On those criminal charges, I love to get Todd Flood's point of view on the 25K and the third degree. All that makes sense. I'm wondering about, they hired this law firm previously, Jenner and Block, the university did, to investigate this relationship and didn't come up with anything. And obviously this relationship was happening, so I question them expanding their investigation.
Totally. But it might go with something that John Ubakin told us at the end of last week, which was they asked them about this, both Sherrone Moore and then this other woman, and they both said nothing was happening. But again, you are an employee of the University of Michigan. You have University of Michigan issued cell phones. You have all of your information is University of Michigan.
Right.
So if they really wanted, did they just not dig far enough
right
into this?
Because it seemed like the worst rumor out there. It seemed like a lot of people knew about this.
Yeah. Lions in a difficult way. They got to find a way to make the playoffs. Their chances are very slim. We'll tell you what those are next on JR Morning.